What's going on, listeners? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. This is the podcast where you can experience some silly, some random, and some weird, hosted by me, a comedian. Yay! Okay, so today I got a guy who was hiding from the police, but was found because he farted. Yeah. Also, it wouldn't really be a podcast if we didn't talk about something random that happened in Florida. So let's go ahead and discuss that. Let's just say it's a bad time to buy ice cream anywhere. That's pretty much what's going on here. This woman did a lot more than lick it, okay? Also, we found the correctional officer using his burrito for other things. And I'm sure all of you have dirty ass minds on that one. It's not what you think. It's not an American pie situation where you just trade out the American pie for a burrito. That's not what we're talking about. You nasty asses. But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about this or any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly and the random, or maybe just call in to say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. But also, please feel free to leave a review of my podcast via Apple Podcasts or any other podcast platform that you find me on, because I want to know what you guys think about the topics that we discussed here on Professionally Silly. Okay, with that being said, let's get random. You know that feeling you get when you have to fart and it's just at the wrong time? You know, like, I've been there, okay? I won't lie. I've definitely been there where you had some gas, you wanted to release, and you just weren't at the right area or the right place to do it, you know, like an elevator or something, you know? But I gotta be honest with you, I did not have this feeling in the way that this guy did. We've got a guy in Clay County, Missouri, who tried to hide from police, but his flatulence gave him away. That's a fun word, flatulence. Can we talk about that for the next 30 minutes? Okay, so flatulence derived from the Latin word, I'm kidding, I don't know, I have nothing, I don't know. But I gotta say, if you're hiding from the police, or anyone for that matter, it's best to stay as quietly as possible. Just be quiet, you know? Also, try to watch what you eat before you break the law. You know, like, if you're gonna rob a bank, don't eat a pot of chili first. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that's what he did or that's what he ate, but I'm just saying, in general, if you're gonna break the law, commit a crime, you know, just watch what you eat. Okay, this guy farted so loud, police were able to locate him. I don't even know what he did, to be honest with you, to have to run from the police. But the one thing I do know is that I don't care. The fact that he was discovered because of the thunderous gas that was coming from his ass was really the only thing I cared about. That, my loves, that is the true story. That is what should be talked about on CNN. We don't need to know what his crime was. We just need to know he farted, and that's how the cops found him. Yeah, that's a great way to start off the podcast. What do you think? Okay. Okay, guys, so this next one is just really, really messed up, guys. Like, I thought that I was annoyed with the bitch who licked the Bluebell ice cream at Walmart and then put it back. Yeah, I know you guys probably heard about that viral video. We talked about it in the last podcast before this one. You guys thought that you were annoyed then? I don't think a word has been invented yet for the tomfuckery. Yes, you're damn right. Tomfuckery, because tomfoolery wasn't strong enough. Okay. But, okay, all right. Let me just tell you guys what happened. So this bitch named Jungsu Wapicha, I don't know, however you say it, is an Asian woman. You know how I am, guys. If you're a garbage person being discussed on my podcast, I could give two shits about pronouncing your name right. I don't care. Okay, so this bitch was caught on security cameras in a series of fucked up shit at Lulu's ice cream shop in Indiana Shores, in Indian Shores, about 20 miles west of St. Petersburg. Okay, obviously Florida. At it again, not my fault. I don't make this up, okay? I don't go to Florida being like, hey guys, do some weird shit so I can talk about it on my podcast. I don't have to. They natural weird things happen there. I don't know. Anyways, so this crazy heifer ruined more than $2,000 worth of ice cream. The security footage shows her using the restroom 5 different times with the door wide the fuck open. Okay. And each of those 5 times, she didn't wash her hands. And then this filthy heifer, she puts her hands into the ice cream containers. Now, I just mentioned she did not wash her hands, okay? She even picked her nose and would place her hands into the ice cream. Now, she also opened up the freezer and spit into several ice cream containers as well. Yeah. Oh, and guess what? I'm still not done. This dirty bitch went back to the shop later, okay, to use the bathroom, and she found it locked. So she decided to take it upon herself to urinate in a bucket used to churn Lulu's ice cream. They have homemade ice cream that they churn themselves, and she peed in that bucket that they used to churn it. She then poured the bucket into the sink, and that was and that's the bucket that's actually used, the sink that's used to wash the ice cream folding utensils and the mixing bowls. So Lulu's ice cream shop had to close its doors for a while to deal with what happened to their business. You know, that's going to cost them a lot of money to have that cleaned and sanitized and done correctly, because, you know, you put ice cream in your mouths, you know what I mean? And so here it is here. It says that Jung Hung Fung, whatever the fuck her name is, who owns the Indian Shores Food Mart, this is the bitch who did all this, she was arrested and charged with tampering with consumer products and criminal mischief. Now, mind you, both of these are felonies, both of them. And she was released from jail after posting a $55,000 bond. Okay, listen, I can't help but wonder how long did that ice cream shop go without knowing that their shit was being tampered with. I mean, there's a really good chance that they served that ice cream to people before it was discovered, you know, that this shit was going on. It's a very good chance. And it's thought, you know, that this woman did all this because Lulu's was, you know, was competition to her little food mart. So I think that's why all this started. And let me tell you guys something else, okay? If I ever catch anyone tampering with food or some shit like that, not only will I call your ass out loudly so everyone can hear, I will record it and I'll report your dirty ass too. I'll snitch on that. That's nasty. Are you kidding me? That shit is nasty. Period, honey. Period. With a T at the end. That's how annoyed I am. What's going on, Smile Squad and listeners? I've got some great, awesome news that I want to share with you guys. If you like the Professionally Silly podcast and you would like to support my podcast, now you can. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99 or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And don't worry, if you've got commitment issues, that's not a problem. If you don't have the Anchor app, that's not a problem. You know why? Because there's always PayPal. Yeah, there's no excuses. So you can always PayPal me at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. This will help bring the Professionally Silly to another level. And also, let's be honest, a lot of time and effort goes into creating content. And it's super awesome to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. It really is. Plus, you know what I'm saying? I got bills. All right. And chasing dreams is expensive. Okay. So I'm really super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. Thank you guys so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. So we've reached our last story for this podcast episode. I know. Just wipe up those tears. It's okay. But don't worry, because I promise there will be more content and more podcasts coming soon. So put down that box of Kleenex and you turn that frown upside down. You hear me? So we've got, I have a random question here, guys. Do you enjoy a good burrito? And if so, okay, think about your favorite ingredients to have inside of it. Now, how many of you said heroin? Okay, probably not a lot of you. but we have a correctional officer who used a burrito to smuggle narcotics into a Colorado prison. Talk about a felony charge. Pretty much what happened was investigators used the intel they got from inmates who stated that an employee of the prison was the one sneaking the drugs into a Buena Vista Correctional Facility. Now, 27-year-old Trevor Metinididi, I can't say his name, and you know, fuck him, who cares, was confronted and questioned about the allegations. Now, he even had the drugs on him during the time of questioning. He opened up his lunchbox and revealed a large burrito inside of it was a plastic bag sticking out of the end. So this, of course, gave police probable cause to search the burrito. So they opened it up and they found 91 grams of methamphetamines, okay, 26 grams of heroin, marijuana wax, and 46 strips of Suboxone? I don't know. Apparently, I don't know how to say it, but apparently it's used to treat opioid addiction. Now, the bag also had 6 thumb drives inside of it. Now, I'm not sure what's on those, but I can't imagine it could be too good if you have to sneak it into a prison. That's just my opinion on that. Now, Trevor was arrested, of course, and fired, rightly so, and he shares with the investigator that he was paid $1,000 for picking up the narcotics. Now, the affidavit does not identify who paid him or who the contraband was for. Damn, that's some that's some shit right there. Like, it's crazy. You know, $1,000. He paid $1,000. You know what he got himself? An all expenses paid trip to prison for just $1,000. And now he can hang out with all the criminals he was helping out. You know, at least he's already got friends in there. So that's probably good. Although a CEO in prison doesn't do well, if my memory serves me correctly, from every cop show that I've ever seen. You know, also don't drop the soap, Trevor. This isn't a good thing. I hope it was worth it. I hope it was worth it. By the way, I want to go ahead and say this, point this out. I know you didn't ask me, but this wasn't us this time. Trevor is a white dude, okay? We didn't fuck up this week, y'all. We didn't, okay, black people? We didn't. That Bluebell bitch set us back a little bit when she was running around licking ice creams and shit, okay? But this week, I think we're good. Well, I haven't checked Twitter yet. Never mind. Man, I just shared so many weird, random things with you guys today. Well, not a lot, like 3. But we talked about a man whose gas gave him away to the police. We talked about the dirty bitch tampering with the ice cream shop in Florida. We talked about a CEO who molested a burrito with drugs. Only the best for my listeners, okay? I also want to take this time right now to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform that you chose, because guess what? Your Audible Boo thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and several other podcast platforms, because a girl certainly gets around. Right? I should just get a job as just like a phone sex operator. This podcast thing isn't really paying that well. Also, in other awesome news, if you have ever wanted to start your own podcast, you need to pay attention to what's next. Mm-hmm. Come join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. If you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to this station, thank you so much for joining me. I can't thank you enough. If you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes, because they will be weekly. If you want to follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others, along with clickable links in the description box of every last one of my YouTube videos on my channel, also called Professionally Silly. So be sure to follow, subscribe, fammy, whatever you want to call it. Let's definitely laugh together. Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. And if you don't have the Anchor app, make sure that you go ahead and give me a call and or text at 805-664-1828. Once again, the number is 805-664-1828. Tell me which episode you listened to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Also, maybe we should 86 the ice cream from our diets for a few months, just until all this crazy shit blows over. I know, it's going to be hard. Ice cream is amazing. God, I love ice cream. I'm going to go buy some now. I got to go.